Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a great start to Read Across America week. Did you read anything special yesterday at school or at home? Right now, I'm reading a book that's set in Japan, which has been really cool because their culture is so different from what I'm used to. It's helping me learn what life is like for people halfway around the world. But for all the differences, one cool point of connection that's woven into the story is that baseball is popular in Japan just like it is in my country. If I ever get to travel there, I'll definitely try to get to a game. Now, I may not be getting to Japan anytime soon, but we'll be going halfway there in a couple of weeks. My brother and his family moved to Hawaii last summer, and we're visiting them for spring break. I'm super excited to see them because I miss him, my sister-in-law, and their kids. Do you have any family members or friends you miss? They don't need to be as far away as Hawaii. Sometimes a friend from your class may have a different teacher the next school year, and you go from sitting next to each other every day to maybe only seeing each other at lunch or recess. Why don't you take a few moments to share with each other someone you miss and what you love about them? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, I kind of played a trick on you, but a good trick. Today is Tuesday, which means it's also Gratitude Day. That's our mini weekly holiday where we pick out someone we're grateful for and then find a way to let them know by the end of the week. I thought it might be cool this week to focus on someone we don't get to see regularly, someone we miss. And so, perhaps, you can focus on the people you just named. If they live close and you just don't see them in your regular rhythm anymore, or you've both been really busy lately, maybe you could make time to connect this week. If they live far away, you could video chat or send them something special in the mail. There's also a chance you may have named someone who is no longer with us, someone who has died. I have people like that in my heart that I miss dearly. They may not be physically present in my life anymore, but they made an impact on me. And for that, I'm grateful. But just because you can't give them a call doesn't mean you can't celebrate them. You can still make them a card or paint them a picture. You can talk about them with your family or talk to them in your heart or even out loud. Our theme this week is being together. And I think it's important to name that sometimes we can't be together in the same room, but we can still be connected. We can still play a role in each other's lives. And just like we can feel disconnected from people we love, we can feel that way about God too. Even though it's true that God is always with us, sometimes God can feel far away. Have you ever said a prayer and wondered if God heard it? I know I have. Sometimes I see all of the big, important stuff happening all around the world and wonder if God has time for little old me. But one of the most important words when it comes to our relationship with God is faith. There's a verse in the Bible, in the book called Hebrews, that says, "Faith is the reality of what we hope for, the proof of what we don't see." What that means is, even when it doesn't seem like we can see or feel God in our lives, we can trust that God is there. We can be confident that the God who cares for all of the big stuff in the world also cares for you and me. So today, let's celebrate our long-distance connections, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God or the people we care the most about. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you are as near to us as the breath in our lungs. Sometimes we can feel disconnected and far away from you or the people we miss. But remind us that love is what binds us all together. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.